So Parshas Metzora, and we're going to talk about the Haftorah. And the Haftorah is about the story of the Arba Metzoraim. So the story of the Arba Metzoraim is the following. So the Pasuk says, Melochim, that Gehazi, that Naaman, he got Tzoras, and he comes to Elisha, and Elisha is merapi him to go to the Nahar Jordan. When he goes to the Jordan, and he is misrape, so he wants to pay to Elisha to give him the money for getting better. And Elisha says, I will not accept it. So the lashon that Elisha says, okay, so Vayomer Chai Hashem, so he goes ahead and he wants to pay him. Vayered Vayipol Bayarden Shava Peomim Kidvari Shalukim Vayoshab Sora Kiv Sarko Nar Katon Vayidhar. And he says, and he goes, Atach Kach Na Vrocha Mezavdecha. Go and get paid. Vayomer Chai Hashem Ashramat Elefod Mekach Vayipol Sarkach Vayimoen. So Elisha refused to get money, to accept money. So the Pasuk says that afterwards, Gehazi decided to run after him and to get the money. So he goes afterwards, Goy me Gehazi, Hine chasach adudi et naman arami hazeh mikachas miyodoy, es asher chay Hashem imratz yach lakachti v'umum. And he says, I'm going to go and get the money from him. And the Malbim explains, because you didn't want to accept money as a matona, but as the schar for the refuah you gave him, you made him better, so you can't give him matnas chinam, so you should get paid for it. And the pasuk says that he comes and he gets to Naaman, and Naaman does pay him. And he goes back, Vayamu de ladoina vayomer lavirisha me'ayin Gehazi. He says, Gehazi, where are you? Vayomer lo alach avdecho anaveana. Vayomer lav lo libi holach kasher hafach ishmael merkavta. He says, Yerisha tells him, don't you think that I know that you ran after him? Heis lakach et hakesef. So he says, do you think that you should take the money? That's right, to take the money. So says in the Malbim, Vos Mentos, you wanted to go ahead and to say to take the Schar Refuah, but now Naaman is going to think that this was a natural cause, that there was a doctor. And this is not the time to do it. You could have caused a great Kiddush Hashem for him to realize that this was a greatness. Velakach zeisim vekromim vetzoyin uvokar vavodim ushvoches. Okay? And the Pasuk says that Elisha, because of that, he cursed Gehazi to have the Tzaras Naaman. Tzaras Naaman tikdok becho v'zaracha le'olam v'yitzo milfona metzora kasholek. So he actually cursed him to have the Metzor of Naaman. So the Metzor of Naaman was given to Elisha, to Gehazi. Now the question is the following. So the Pasuk Pshat, the Pasuk says, Eis lakachas likras, Eis lakachas akesef. I mean, this is the time to take the money. And the Balaam, like he says, it's not right to take the money. You know why? Because you could have caused a great Kiddush Hashem. The Gemara, however, in Bchoyres, the Gemara in Erechin, and the Gemara in Erechin is in Daf, Tezayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara to explain says the following: Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shiva Dvorim Negoim Boim. The Goim comes for seven things: Al Loshon Hora, Vel Shvichus Domim, Tarara, and Vel Gilui Arayz, Gal Saruach, Vel Gezel. And the Gemara says one of them is Al Shvua Shav. So what's the Shvua Shav? What's the example? The Gemara quotes it here: Vayomer Naman Hoil Kach Na Kikorim. So he says, the Gemara says that what was the Shvua Shav? Shvua Shav is that when Naman saw Gehazi coming to collect the money, he made him swear if Elisha actually sent him or not. And he was Nishba Lasheker, and that's why he got Tzoras. So the two questions are very simple. First of all, the Pasuk says that that's not the reason I got Tzoras. The reason I got Tzoras is because he got the money, and Elisha told him, this is not the time to get the money. Meaning he should have acknowledged, that's a miracle. So what does it have to do with the Shvua? The Shvua is not even mentioned in the time of Elisha. Second thing, why should be Shvua Shav? There should be Shvua Shinim. Okay, those are the two questions on the Shuv of Naaman. But the Pasuk continues and says afterwards that the Arba Anoshim Metzoraim Hayu Pesach Oel. So it says there were Arba Anoshim Metzoraim And that's the perek which is our haftorah. And so Chazal say that who the Gemara said that Apem Zayin, who are the Arba Mitzorayim, the Arba Mitzorayim was Geichazi v'Shloishes Bonov. V'ayu Yoshim Pesach Atzar. Now, how do you know that's Geichazi v'Shloishes Bonov? Because the Pesach says, V'arba Anoshim Hayu Mitzorayim Pesach Oil. It doesn't say Arba Anoshim Mitzorayim Hayu Pesach Oil. Arba Anoshim Hayu Mitzorayim, the people who are Mitzorah. Masha did the word Mitzorah Be'atzim, who are the only people who are Mitzorah, that they can never get away from the Tzaras. These people are the Vachikol Geichaz V'Shloishes Bonov. Now, why were they sitting outside of the city? Because Boda Deishev Mechutz LaMachna Meshavoy. Right? So the Rashi says Boda Deishev. There's a Isur of Boda Deishev Mechutz LaMachna Meshavoy. Now, the Kveger in Masech Kalim asks the following. He says, Ari, Bater Choyman is the second level of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Shebahem HaMeshoroyim Yoitzim. So what's about the Rechoyma? The Rav says, Mukef es choy mois Yeshua. So asks the Kveger from the Pasuk here. So here it says in the Pasuk that they send Arba Anoshim Mitzorayim. Here we're talking about Malchus Yisrael, and that is Shoymerin. So Shoymerin is Malchus Yisrael. So if Malchus Yisrael, we know there has to be from mois Yeshua, and the Gemara says that Omri was the father of Achav, had the schus, why he had the schus to have children as kings? Because he was boyne krach echas b'bnei Yisrael. He was boyne krach achas. So he was boyne. So how can the Gemara say that this is as a kedusha? The pasuk says that the Lord sent him. Lechoyer has to be mimois Yeshua. So the Kveger wants to say that perhaps the idea is that he didn't build it. It was already built from before. He was only meshap. It's a Gemara is mashma begila. But on Shomron, there's not mashma to say. On Shomron, there's mashma that they did do it. Okay, so that's the question. How is that? So Reb Chaim goes and Reb Chaim says a vort, which is so important. And he says like this, if you look at the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Zayin, and the Reb Chaim is in Masechta Moed Koton, Binyan Mitzoyra Meshaleach Korban Vesav, that's Moed Koton Dav Tezvah Hom Dveis. So it says the Rambam, Dina Mitzoyra Sheyeh Lo Moishe V'chulei, ודובר זה, ושם את שילו מוישב חוץ לעיר, שנאמר בחוץ למחנה מוישבוי. ודובר זה בעיור, זה מקוף הסכוי בברץ ישראל בבד. First of all, there are never quotes about the idea of being Bois Yeshua Binun. But that's time. Reb Chaim asks, where is this aloha brought? This aloha is brought in the alohas of the avelus of the Metzoyra. It says, Mitzvizu says, Shia Metzoyra Muchvan Mechus Eroish, Kolim Echalutoi, Veoita Al Sofam Kovel, right? Ufoirem Godov, Umoidiovri Malav Shutome, meaning there's a lochas of the excommunication. And part of it is Chusamach Meshavoy. So it says Reb Chaim, the Posh Pshat you'd understand, the reason why Metzoyra has to go away is because it's a Tome, and the Tome cannot be Machri Israel. There's a Din Shuloch Masha, Vishalch Ben Amachri Kol Tome, there's a loch of Shuloch Amachris. But it has nothing to do with the lochas of here of Poirim, Vepoirim, etc. So, mashma that there is a separate aloha, chutz mi bater echoima, the kedusha bater echoima, that a city which is mukefes choima, you have to be meshaleach. And that's a separate issue altogether. It has nothing to do with the tumas of Mitzayra. So, mimela, that's why the Rambam quotes it in here. Reb Chaim wants to say that that's why the aloha is that you bring also the aloha of Mitzayra cannot be meshaleach korbanoisov. You cannot be meshaleach because there's a din that you have to be away. If you have a city which has a wall, has to be before. So that's what the Chron will say. Perhaps that the Allah will be that you don't need Mibois Yeshua Binun. Mibois Yeshua is only to have the Kedusha of Arba Terechoyma Legabi, the ideas of selling, or perhaps the idea Legabi, the Allah of Kedusha. Legabi, this Allah, any Mukefes Choyma. But Yech Sheyeh, we have to understand what's the Pshat in Reb Chaim. Meaning, why a year Mukefes Choyma, the Shiluach Min HaMachen, is not any city? Is that because of the Kedusha of Atarei Choyma? Because it has nothing to do with Yishalch Min HaMachen? If a year is Muschem Es Choyma, you have to set it out. What does it have to do with it being Mukefes Choyma? So according to that, so by the way, Reb Chaim says that that's the Pshat in the Rambam. The Gemara says, the Gemara has a Shaila like this. The Gemara has a Shaila, Imoit kot the fudalet. Mitzoyra shiritzareya beregel, maushi noget tzaraato beregel. Is he noig tzaraas on the regel? And Rashi says, what din tzaraas is the din shiluach min amachne. Right? Bodad Yeshev. 1 second. The din of bodad yeshef, that doesn't make any sense. Bishlam, although the din yavelus makes sense that you might not be doing beregel because there's no avelus beregel. But the din tuma, zikha does tuma beregel. Mecha teise was a hava mina not to have tuma beregel. He says no, because if he is a din, also shuluach hamachnus from bater echoima has nothing to do with the tuma. Has to do that there's a shuluach, a metzoira gets away from a ir bater echoima. So that his nisha he's taken away from bater echoima. So that was a hava mina that in the regel will not be that, and that's why that's the hogmar. The question is number one. So that's what Abraham says. L'shitos adram is very gishmak. This is a separate halacha whatsoever. And therefore, it's possible that you won't even get Malkus. The big question is, do you get Malkus if you have a Vater Echoima? In other words, if you don't get out. Maybe there's only Yisur Esa, because it's nothing to do with the Kedusha. That's why the half a minute was that in the regel, you should be able to do it. That's why the Gemara is a Shaila, if there is or not in the regel. Now, the question is, if it's a Din Shiluch Min HaMachmes, we have to understand why you have to be Mishalech from a city that has a wall. And why in the regel such a thing will be exempt? You're right, it's not Tuma, which will make no sense. Here's a separate aloha, and you think that this aloha would be suspended. Why would you have a mina that such a aloha would be suspended? That's the question also. The Meshech Chochma says a third Eretz. If you look, it says, Yoisim Pesach Hashar, they were Yoisim Pesach Hashar. The question is, how can you see Pesach Hashar? You know the Ovid HaShorim, or Mikudash also. So if there was a din shiluach, they had to be away from the gates. Why would they stay in the gates? So says the Meshech Chochme, because the idea is Shomam didn't have halacha. The halacha is Yerushalayim, but Shomron wanted to make itself like a second Yerushalayim was the capital of Israel, right? Not the capital of Yehuda. So they wanted to make it to have the same din as Yerushalayim. So the same Yerushalayim, we know that the Sheorim lo niskacho to allow the Mitzrayim to protect themselves from the rain, they were not also. So the whole din, says the Meshech Chochma, that they wanted to be Mishalech from Shomron, it's not because there was a din in Shomron to be Mishalech, it's because Shomron wanted to be Mizdame to Yerushalayim. And it's interesting, where is Shomron Mizdame to Yerushalayim specifically in this halacha of Shiluach HaMetzoroim? Why did they want to go ahead specifically in the halacha of Shiluach HaMetzoroim? Okay. Now, so that's a shala. The shala is, why is there a din dafka to send it away from a ear arter echoima? It has nothing to do with the kedusha, because we say that the aloha has nothing to do with tuma. And the second thing is, why Shomron wasn't medame the shalom to that? Okay, but what's the idea? What happens to those arba shunas metzoroim? The arba shunas metzoroim were, and they were very hungry. They said, okay, let's go to Machne Aram, that they were surrounded. They go to Machne Aram, and Machne Aram is empty. And they realize that what's going on, and Gehazi tells them, the Loshen is the father, so Gehazi tells his children, Ve'ekum ve'enusu b'nesh, ve'ezosu aleim, ve'ezosu aleim, okay, ve'avoh mitzoroi makci ha'machane, ve'yom rishereo lo'ichen anachnu isim ha'yom hazeh, yom psoira hu, meaning it's a yom psoira, ve'anachnu mechashim ve'chakinu ad ha'or ha'boker, if we wait, u'mitzon ovin, this is a yom psoira, this is a miracle that happened, we can't wait for it. They go to the Beis HaMelech, and the Beis HaMelech comes, and Hashem had made indeed a miracle that allowed all those guys to get away. They ran away, right? And at that day, the hunger stopped, and there was a lot of food. And the apostle goes, and the question is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this miracle to be known came dafkas to the Rosh HaMetzoroim? And it's interesting, because the Meshech Chochma already points out that afterwards the king goes to talk to the Melech. The Melech comes to talk to Velisha Diber Aleisha, and he comes to the what you call the Melech, comes to talk to them to hear about Elisha. And the Chor, there's a locha that you're not allowed to. He has to dina velus. So says the Meshech Chochma. So says the Meshech Chochma also. Gehazi born of Lachin Diber HaMelech El Gehazi. The Pasuk says, in the Pasuk later, which is Pasuk Ches, the Perek Ches, Pasuk Dalet, the Pasuk says, והמלך מדבר אל גחזי נערי שלו הקים לאמור, ספר ניס הגדול שלו שלו, tell me stories about Elisha. So זה משהו חכמה, is he allowed to do that? He says, because גיחד אף על פי שבצוירה, משום שבו תשועה גדולה ליודי. Because this תשועה, this great miracle came through him. The question is why? It looks like there's a issue to talk to the Metzora. How was the Melech allowed to talk to the Metzora? When they pushed him away, they kept the Lochet because they sent him away. Why after that they thought that he could go ahead and talk? So that's a separate question also. But what was the miracle? The miracle was that the food was available. And the Pasuk here is Mida Kenegin Mida. It says in the Pasuk at the end of the story, Vayi, the Sholish, there was a Sholish, there was somebody there who when the Navi told, and Elisha told them, it will be tomorrow, Sasaim Seoirim Beshekel, Vesea Seoiris Beshekel, Yekwez Mocher Beshar Shoimruin, Vayana Sholish. At that time, the Sholish told Elisha, Hine Hashem, Oisa Rubuiz Vashom, that's impossible. Because even if Hashem makes rain, hasn't rained for so long, but Kushboko makes windows in the sky, Hayekadovar said, you think you'll be able to have rain, it'll be so cheap? And the one says, Vayin Haroe Beinecha, you'll see and you won't eat. And he was killed in the Shar Vayomos. Right? And that's why that Sholish didn't eat. Now the Gemara says, here we learn that he didn't believe that it could happen, so when it happened, he couldn't eat. But it's very interesting. When the Navi told him the punishment, he says, Vayana Sholish Ravina Choyes Venecha, Vayomer Hin Charue Beinecha, the Elisha told him, you'll see it, and you won't eat from there. Mida kenegin mida means you shouldn't eat from it. What do you mean you shouldn't eat from there? What does it have to do with the there? It should be from it, right? Mizeh lo techel. What does it have to do? And the pasuk stresses vayir ken vayir mesoisam bashar. He was, what you call it? He got skilled. He was stoned in the shar. What does it have to do with the shar? To explain all of this, I think it's important to understand what is the idea of Malchus Israel, which is versus Malchus. We know that Yerovam, when he opened Malchus Israel, his mother was Tzira, Miloshen Tzaraas. What does he have to do with this? So the Tzodok always says the word of Tzaraas is the evils of Midas Adin. Midas Adin translates into Midas Akas. And Yosef was the one who held Midas Adin, and therefore Midas Hakas came to more. That's why Malchus Yisrael was known for that. That's why the mother of Yerovam was Tzira Miloshen Tzaraas, because Tzaraas comes always from the Dover of Midas Adin, which are all the seven Dvorim, which is Loshon Hara, Sidas Chinam, Veshchuli, Vechuli. And that's why who Mafrid Ben Ish Li Ishtoi. And that's why Yosef, which is Midas Adin, took upon himself something even more. That's why it's called, we know that it comes from Rochel. Rochel is Ochza Placha Shtika. The Shtika is to hold yourself back. That's Midas Adin. And Midas Adin easily mutates into Kaas. And that's what the Gemara says, that in Shechem, we had so many Arei Miklat, because B'Shechem Nefish Heroitzchem, the Gemara says. Why there was Nefish? Because Shechem is the Malchus of Yosef. Yosef is the one which is Midas Adin, right, which is the idea of all the Yosef is Midas Adin, and because Yosef is Midas Adin, translates to Kaas, that's why there's so many Ratzchonim by him. So the Tzodek, and I'll just bring the Tzodek where the Tzodek is. So the Tzodek is in Koimetz Amin Chabeis Ois Yuzayin, and he goes to explain that Midas Ataiva, which is Midah of Leah. That Midah is a Midah that there is a tikkun to it. It's only Lizman, and it could be Misapech Lekdusha. Midas HaKas, which is Midas Adin to the utmost, that Midah there is no tikkun, and therefore there is no mokim betoich HaMachne. And the idea is the following. Yosef is the concept of Midas Adin. He's the one that's plachashtika. He's the one who holds himself back. And he's the one who's matzlich in Olam Hazeh. Rav Kook says in his famous hesped on Herzl. And it goes on to the Gemara that says in Megillah, Ve'ois ha'yoy mispet b'Yerushalayim ki mispet hadrimoin b'bikas Megidoi. The hadrimoin is the mispet of Achav that was killed by hadrimoin. and what you call it, in Yoshio of Mikas Megidoi. And the question is, what's the connection between Yoshio and Ahav? So the cook goes on the same idea. Midas Adin is Yosef. Yosef is the one which is Midas Akas, Midas Adin, Tzira, Yerovam. Malchus is all except, so what they are people who lived in the Olam Hazeh, which is Midas Atzimtzum, which is Midas Adin, and they excel in that Midah. Ahav was extremely successful in Klal Yisrael, meaning the Gemara says that Omri was Oisif Krach Echad B'Yisrael. And the ultimate success on the physical sense is Yosef. Yosef is the success in Mitzrayim, in Fihua Mashmi L'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, and that's the success of Ahav. That's the success of Olam Hazeh. That's why Mashiach ben Yosef is derived, it says in Masechet Edyos, that that's the Golus Haguf below Golus HaNeshama. That is the excel in Midas Adin, which is Olam in Olam HaTeva, that creates a distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have all the Nisyonos, is the world of Olam HaTeva, which is the world of Tzimtzum, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is master upon us. That Midah is Midas Adin, that you control, that Kebiyoch we control ourselves, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls himself. And the natural is that if you control yourself, which is Midas Adin, you end up controlling others. Controlling others is the concept of Midas Akas, and therefore there is always a chash and yoitzev that goes into Midas Akas. That is tzaras. Tzaras is that you will apply Midas Adin betoch kas for other people. Loshon hara. The idea of mafrid ben ish teish, if you create divisions, if you create separations. Separation is the Midas Adin taken out of its context. Sefer Tzira says, "Ein lemala mi oineg ve'ein lemata mi nega." Oineg and nega are the opposites. What's the pshat that ein lemala mi oineg ve'lemata mi nega? So the what you call it, the Galim Mukis explains that oineg is Eden, Nohar, and Gan. Is the Gan connected to the Eden with the Nohar? So because oineg is always connection when you connect to something. Nega is when you separate something. The Nohar is not, does not connect the Gan and the Eden. That's called Nega. And that's why we chusla machne meshovi. Because you take Midas Adin to the extreme. Negoim come exactly to that. Negoim is when you take that Midas Adin to something much bigger, you separate it too much. And therefore, even on Bate Arechoima, which is a choima, which is a separation, somebody who has Negoim is outside of the Choyma, because the Choyma, he has violated the Choyma. He took the Choyma to a much bigger extent. Yosef is the concept of Choyma. Benois Tzoda Aleishur. He's the one which is Midas Adin. But it's easy to distort and to take Midas Adin, a separation, to separate between husband and wife, to separate people, to control people. Midas Adin taken away to the extreme, the oinesh of it is oinesh atzaras, and you have to be expelled. The Reis Reb Chaim, why dafka city with a wall? Because when you violate the wall, that you make the wall too much, that's the oinesh of tzaras, and therefore you get expelled by the wall. And that's the pshat Shvoshav. What's Shvoshav? The idea is there is a story that happened, and what you say. And you separate the story, the narrative, from what it happened. That is a violation of tzaras. You get tzaras also, because you also took the separation too far. And that's why you get tzaras. What's tzaras is? We know that the ultimate separation is the barrier of the goof of kosnos oyer from the neshama. If you have tzaras that you create with us and into the extreme, the oynish is that your goof now reflects the choyle neshama. This is the only time that the goof reflects the choyle neshama, that break doesn't exist. Because if you assume that the world is completely separate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing yourself how not separate it is. That your goof shows the Chol HaNeshama. Mimela, that's why you go Mechutz HaGuf. That's why there was a Hava Mina that in the Regel doesn't exist. Because in the Regel, the whole idea is the Kurvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea of Eloi Ropon Erekam. Yeroi Ire, Keshibar Liroi Zbar Liroi. There was a direct kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I would have thought that in this case, the Choyma doesn't exist, and therefore the punishment doesn't have to be outside of the Choyma. The Choyma is non-existent. So the idea was that on that, Legabe the Regel, the battery of Choyma doesn't have a din of Choyma. Therefore, there's no bodily issue, because there is no violation of Choyma. His violation is a violation of Chochma, of Choyma. You realize Shoymerin wanted to be knowing that, because Shoymerin is all the building of a Choyma. Krach Godol Bona. Omri build a krach godol. they were the Olam Hazeh. That's why they had the Agolim, which is Keneged the Glazov, which is the ultimate separation. They thought that Olam Hazeh has to be Noig B'Tzoyeras Olam Hazeh. Therefore, Eliyahu Behar Carmel, he did a nes that nobody else did. He did a nes that he showed that Avodah Zarah is nothing. Aneinu Hashem Aneinu. And therefore, he was Mevakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't let them say that this is Kshofim. Because every time there is Avodah Zarah, we don't have to listen to Avodah Zarah. But somebody was able to Mevatel Avodah Zarah is only Eliyahu Behar Carmel that showed that Hashem were Elohim, that Havai is the Midas Adin, there is no separation. Dafka by Malchus Yisrael, because Malchus Yisrael lived in the world of Yosef, that the world of Olam Hazeh, you have to leave it in the world of Halomas Hashem, in the world of Tzimtzum, in the world of Midas Adin, that there is a separation. They took the separation too far. But the Chiddush is Yerushalayim, Shomron compared to Yerushalayim, that there is a point that even to Shomron is too much. Therefore, in that aspect, they wanted to show that even though they are the ultimate people of the Choyma, they wanted to be outside. If you look at the Desta Machloikis, Elisha and Gehazi. Gehazi thought that you cannot show this. Gehazi thought that you cannot tell Naaman that this is an S. Because there is no Anhogas an S. We live in the world of Oymat Zadim, which is Tzimtzum. You have to show it as Midas Ateva. And Elisha tells him that's not true. There are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Megale Shmoi, and there is a Gilui even in the world of Midas Adin. And therefore, he became a Metzoyra Le'oilom because idea to show that he was Nishlech B'chutz L'machane. That's why Chazal called, yes, why it's called Shuvah Shav? Because that's Shuvah Shav. He wanted to show that's Derech HaTeva and that's Shuvah Shav because this is not what happened. This is the ultimate separation of what happened. That's why his mindset is as mindset of Shuvah Shav. It's not only the Shuvah. The Shuvah is only a semen of what he did. What it is in Shuvah Shav, that the narrative is different and separate from what it was. He took Midas Adin too far and he separated the narrative. And that's not Shuvah Sheker. Sheker is something which could be Emes. What he said is something that to say that Bederech HaTeva, Be'olam HaTzimtzum, something which is Kuloi Nes, Chazal said that that's Shuvah Shav. That's not Shuvah Sheker. That is Shuvah Shav because ain emes bitchilosoi. There is no emes in that idea. So we made it, that's why it's called Shuvah Sheker. Because all the minds is Shuvah Sheker. In Achinami, what was the Shuvah Sheker? The ultimate Shuvah Sheker was to say that's Bederech Teva or something which is Bederech Nes. If you look at the story of what happened, is the word Nishlachutz Lamachane, and they come and they see Machderan empty. It was very easy, Bederech Teva. They went out, they were afraid. But they realize, you know something, maybe this is a miracle. Yom Besoirahu. So this is the Tikkun HaMetzoirah of Gehazi. Gehazi is the Tikkun HaMetzoirah, is exactly when it comes to Machne Aram, and he recognizes that this is not from the world of Tzimtzum, that's the world of beyond the Tzimtzum. This is something from the world of Nes, and not from the world of Teva. So this story comes through Gehazi. Because that's the tikkun, the beginning of the tikkun of Gehazi. And that's why Shteit Meshech Chochma, the king already wanted to speak about the miracles of Elisha with Gehazi, because he thought that Gehazi now went through a little tikkun. That's why the Zavtoira is in Parshas Metzoira, not in Parshas Tazria. The possible body, the issue of Chusla Machte Moishova is Parshas Tazria. Why is Zavtoira Parshas Metzoira? Because this is the tikkun of Metzoira. Parshas Metzoira, Vizoi Stia Metzoira Biyom Tarosoi. Tairas Metzoira. Is this Parsha, and that's Gehazi. The story of Gehazi is the acknowledgement that Midas Adin doesn't go that far. And if you realize, that is the Sholish. The Sholish believed that Elisha said, tomorrow everything will be very cheap. He believed it to come Derech HaTeva. Because he believed that the Choyma doesn't have an opening. It's always a Choyma, it's always a separation, it's Olam HaTzimtzum, so it come Derech HaTeva. Elisha told him, no. This will be Bederech Nes, but because you didn't believe it, you can't do it. But you know what he didn't believe? He didn't believe that there was a gate in the Choyma. And that's why the Pasuk says, Misham lo teichal. Doesn't say Mizeh, from the gate, because you believe that there's no gate in the Choyma. All the Musar Haskel is Malchus Yisrael, is the world of Yosef, which is the world of Midas Adin. Midas Adin sometimes can go too far, that you take the separation too far. If you are the world of Olam Hazeh of Teva, a separate world of Nes, and the Nes can happen, that is Gehazi Yubonov. And the riot that that's not true is Tumas HaMetzoira, that you see a Nes that the or which obfuscates and covers the Shoma, not, at some points in time is a nes that it shows the neshama. And that is the tikkun of that, is the recognition that there is the oilam anes in the machne aram. And the natural consequence is that the oinesh of the sholish was the same oinesh of Gehazi, that if you don't believe in miracles, you can't enjoy from miracles. And misham lo teichel, if you don't believe there is a gate, you cannot enjoy from the gate. And that's why Metzora is the one, this nishlag bat arechoyma, because it takes the choyma to fall.